So an update now on what has been slowly developing into a winter humanitarian crisis for the Alaskan village of Cordova, now buried under more than 15 feet of snow. Cordova has called in the National Guard to help battle huge snowdrifts. They're literally running out of everything in the town, including shovels. Joining me now is Alan Marquette, public information officer at the Incident Command Center in Cordova, Alaska. Alan, describe for us the conditions that Cordova has been under for well over a week now.
Well, actually, this all started about mid-December. We started getting heavy snows, and it's pretty much been snowing nonstop. There's been a few days here and there, but pretty much snowing all the time. And we're used to getting a lot of snow, but our usual setup is where we get raining and snow and freeze and thaw. So the accumulation of the snow doesn't occur, you know, consistently, where now we've just been having snow all along, and so it's many feet. Since November 1st, we've had over 15 feet of snow.
That's unbelievable. And the temperature hasn't risen above zero since Christmas?
Well, it has... The temperature has been hovering just over or just below freezing and staying there. Now, over the weekend, we did get a storm that had a lot of moisture in it, and we had one day of a lot of rain. And unfortunately, the roofs that had all that light, fluffy, powdery snow sucked that moisture up just like a sponge, so that added a lot of weight. And all of the roofs in town were stressed, but many of them were stressed more than others and had drifted and such. So we've had some collapses.
What's the chief sort of human threat right now to the folks who are the most vulnerable?
Well, we had three avalanches, two small ones that occurred, and we got those cleared, and we had been waiting for the one big one, a very large slide, and that finally broke loose a few days ago, so the road is open out to the airport. However, the road is again closed tonight because of this extra wind. We had a blizzard today and had several inches of snow with drifts up to 2 feet. So the conditions on the avalanche will be assessed again in the morning, and they'll decide whether they can open up the highway at that point.
We're talking with Alan Marquette, who's a public information officer at the Incident Command Center in Cordova, Alaska. Alan, before we go, what's it like for someone in Alaska who's used to cold weather to feel the grip of winter just slowly over week after week shutting a town down?
Well, it's hard. Fortunately, we have a town here where there's a tremendous amount of volunteers and people helping each other out. We recently just had 50 guardsmen come in. We have a Coast Guard facility here, and so those folks have been helping us out, shoveling roofs and handling things. So that's been a tremendous help, along with the volunteers in their community. So there's really been a team effort, and we're getting caught up with this. The big problem is there's so much snow, there's no place to put it. The snow dumps are 25 to 30 feet deep, and we're trying to get rid of the snow that's here so the new snow that's coming has a place to go. It can't even slide off the roofs. It's loading up on the ground.
Unbelievable. Well, we are hoping that you get soon to the point where you're just looking at the pictures of the winter of 2011-2012 and no longer shoveling the snow into 20-foot dumps. Alan Marquette, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Alan Marquette is Coast Guard Public Information Officer at the Incident Command Center in snow beleaguered Cordova, Alaska.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.